Welcome, everybody, to another episode of On the Range Podcast with Warhawk Tactical and Kelly Defense. I am Mark Kelly, and as always, I am joined by my friend, Rick Hogg. How's it going today, buddy?
Man, Mark, it is going great. Just want to thank the viewers, listeners out there for giving us your most precious commodity, your time to tune in, make us in the top 2.5% of all podcasts globally. Couldn't do it without you. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's it, man. So do us a favor, guys. Tell your friends and family, you know, about the podcast. And then, oh, by the way, whatever platform you're listening to, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Don't be afraid to hit that like, rating, review, whatever you're listening to. That'll just help us boost the algorithm and get us out to more people. If you like the show that much, you can support us by going to patreon.com/ontherangepodcast. Early access to all of our episodes, whether it's On the Range Podcast, Vantage Point, or Warhawk Words of Wisdom. We're going to start adding more training tips, reviews, all kinds of stuff going on. Early access to coupon codes. Speaking of coupon codes, don't be afraid to go over to either warhog.com or kellydefense.com. Hit the industry partners page and you can check out all those savings. So whether it's from Brute Force, Vertex, Killcliff, Alpha Elite Performance, Battle Brothers Shaving, yeah, Combat Flip Flops, you know, the list goes on, man. Just go check it out. So a bunch of savings over there. And appreciate you guys tuning in. So looking forward to another badass episode.
Yeah, man. Wherever you are, folks, thank you for making this part of your day. And today, this episode is brought to you by Killcliff. So go to killcliff.com and check out all their products. Use the promo code OTR15. Save yourself a boatload of cash. Make sure you check out the new flavor combo with the green tea and the CBD called Octane. Creamsicle, I believe. Orange creamsicle, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Man, you're going to be sucking those things down over the holidays, man. So go and order them and use that promo code and check them out. You know, my go-to is the Tasty Blood Orange, you know, the recovery drink.
Buddy.
Good, clean energy. You know, the ingredients do not suck. They are fueling the American dream. And by the way, they support Warhawk Tactical and Kelly Defense on all of our LEO outreach and as well as the Navy SEAL Foundation. Mm-hmm. So just a great, great company. Love to have them on our side. And make sure you just use that promo code. Sucking down a Flamin' Joe today, that pineapple and jalapeno.
Man, yeah.
They got that in the Ignite and the CBD. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yep, they do. Yeah,
great stuff.
Yeah, man.
Thinking of giving, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you again, Rick, for give us the roundup on the In Honor of Duco project. You know, we're big fans of, we have a couple of go-tos, but this is a new one that's in the OTR family. So why don't you go ahead and talk to him?
Yeah. So the In Honor of Duco project, we ended up partnering with Scott's Wish, who is a 501c3 nonprofit. So anytime that somebody donates, that's a tax deduction. In Honor of Duco project, pretty much three basic mission statements, fairly easy. Number one, to keep the memory of Duco alive. You know, obviously, when a person dies, you know, that's their death, but really the true death or the second death is when their name is no longer spoken. So we just want to continue to share stories and keep that name going. Second is, I never want another SOF canine handler to have to make a medical decision about their canine based on their finances. So that's where we come in. Here's the bottom line. To get Duco's rear leg amputated, 4 rounds of chemotherapy, $10,000. So again, we just want to be able to, you know, take care of those guys then. I mean, these dogs have served and they deserve the best. There's no doggy VA. There's nothing like that. There's no government subsidies. You get this beast that has served the country just like his two-legged counterparts and, you know, there's nothing there for him. So that's where we kind of step in. And then last but not least, we kind of added this one, giving to organizations to where it makes sense. So we had our big fundraiser a couple of weeks ago and we ended up scribing out some checks. So the Military Working Dog Team Assistant Association, you know, hooked them up. They got some stuff going on for their Christmas drive, sending out boxes to canine handlers and canines deployed all over the world. And then we did one to Second Chance Canine down at Travis. So helping out, you know, veterans and canines down there.
What great stuff he's doing as well, man.
Yep. And then, you know, another another hospital organization, you know, needed some funds there. So we kind of hooked up on that, that, you know, taking care of dogs there. So that's where we're sitting at, man. So, you know, anytime that people are going to the social side, I don't know if I've totally got it worked out on Facebook, because I'm not going to lie, not super Facebook savvy, but I know on Instagram you'll see, you know, some fundraising pages. I know Duke's got one going right now. And subsequently, when we do that whole, I think it's called partnership or whatever that, you know, thing is, we kind of get the two accounts sharing together, you know, it's on there. Did run, you know, a fundraiser on my page. The people, the outreach was phenomenal, man. The goal was hit super quick. Those of you that gave, I can't thank you enough. I mean, the impact you guys are having. And, you know, here's the beauty with Scott's Wish and the In Honor of Duco project. It is a complete volunteer deal. So I'm getting educated on 501c's as I go. So Scott's Wish has the platinum seal of transparency. So, you know, books are either they're open or whatever, but the bottom line is nobody's collecting a single dollar from all of that. The beauty is if you give on either Facebook or Instagram, all that money, 100% is going to the organization. Oh, by the way, you get a tax deduction on that as well. And yeah, man, we're doing some stuff. I had a guy reach out, potentially might need some help with his dog. Not sure yet. So has to get some follow-up checks. So we'll keep close on that. But yeah, man, we're leaning forward and yeah, just, you know, helping out and keeping Duke's memory alive and sharing stories. And yeah, so,
yeah,
but that's it.
Yeah. We also put up a post, a couple of them, our friend Tom over at Eagles and Angels, he's doing mm-hmm. a diaper and baby products drive in his local community. So he yep. pushed out, and you guys can go check him out at eaglesandangelsltd.com. Check out his product, but go to his IG page. Also go to ours. We forwarded it, and we also put up a couple of things on our own, but it's mm-hmm. super easy to be able to contribute. If you don't know and you haven't seen it, send us a DM and we'll get you the information, and you can help out. Looks like they're doing a lot of great stuff, and we want to keep that up. So again, check out our buddy Tom over at Eagles and Angels. So go to eaglesandangelsltd.com. Check him out. You know, the Christmas spirit is in full swing. So that means, you know, trees, lights, all kinds of little things sitting around the house. Kept me busy today. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a grind, you know, but mama does a great job, makes her happy. That's mm-hmm. that's not asking a whole lot of me to do. So took the whole day today and knocked that out. Weather wasn't cooperating outside anyway. So we put trees. Yeah. How many trees you got in your house?
Just one. Yeah. You know, this year's a little different, right? So, you know, yeah, we've been empty nesters for a while, but the kids are kind of geographically separated a little further than what they were in the past. Yeah. You know, losing Duke, you know, we're at today's the 5 month, if you want to say anniversary, you know, so I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer by any means, but it's just, it's different, but yeah, just kind of dealing with it and going from there.
Yeah, we're fortunate this year. The last 2 or 3 years actually has been, you know, not a whole lot of people around. A lot of changes with college, with military, mm-hmm. people moving out, getting married and all that stuff. So the kids are all going to be here this year. So we're very, very happy about that. So we're doing up a little bit extra. But yeah, kept me busy today. Mm-hmm. I don't get into the battles with the neighbor fellas anymore over the light exhibits.
Oh.
Used to partake in that, but not so much anymore. Even though I still have a good deal of Christmas spirit, I'm going to slow down a little bit on that.
Yeah, we've never battled with the neighbors or the Joneses, or the, you know, because we got a there's a guy, man, that he's got a setup, man, and he did it quick. I mean, I think he got up at Odark 30, you know, had everyone in the family employed, knew exactly where things are going, bam, bam, bam. And next, you know, that night.
Winter one, you know,
Dude, you got to sit there and put, you know, something over your eyes because lights are just burning in the house, you know. But
Remember those old, like in the old movies, the snow goggles where it was just like a thin, you know, streak cut into the glasses because it's so bright over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to cause an accident.
Yep.
All the lights over there. So, no, but, you know, another thing coming up. Another thing coming up that's big for us. It's a big event. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows how we feel about the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July. We're big on that. It's the Army-Navy yep. game. It's time again.
Yeah.
It's coming up this coming next weekend. I am super excited.
Oh, dude. I'm stoked. But here's the thing, Mark, right? Let's you know, our Navy counterparts, right? Poor midshipmen. I don't know who's giving them counsel. But I got to say, the Army did it right. And we haven't even played the game right. We haven't even started that. So big deal showing off what the uniforms are, you know, kind of getting that whole camaraderie. Look at what we got.
Yeah.
Somebody in the Army.
We're going to do a special on that to showcase all this stuff and point out. So that's coming up this week. Yeah.
But leave it up to the Army, right? So they took some time. They thought about, hey, man, 20th anniversary, pretty much pulled out of Afghanistan, all that other stuff. Where to tip the hat to, because they're always doing, you know, their uniforms in honor of some organization. Yeah. They went with Special Forces this year. Yeah. Now, could they have churched up, you know, are the uniforms all right? They're all right. You know, could they have done some things a little better? I think they could have.
Yeah.
But the point being is that is the organization they're kind of, representing or showcasing for this game. Makes sense. You would have thought, and I think what would have made this game even better is if the Navy had done something similar. They should have done their intelligence analysis or scam it or whatever, but it would have been cool had they done, Naval Special Warfare or the SEALs to sit there and go, man, we've got Special Forces SEAL on top of the whole Army-Navy game. That would have been epic.
Yeah.
But once again, whether you want to say the Navy or the midshipman or whoever dropped the ball, fumbled, whatever term you'd like to use. Lost it again. I mean, it's like, so this is my prediction. I think it's going to be a blowout. I don't think Navy's going to get a single point. I'm going that Army's going to be 21 plus or better. And yeah, it's midshipmen. Midshipmen are going to be swabbing the deck again because Army's just going to sit there and use them as old mops and just clean up. So that's Rick's prediction.
So for everybody who's been a supporter from the beginning, they know, and we did the rebroadcast of last year's Army-Navy game special. Mm-hmm. We will focus on the game, the history, what it means to us as veterans, and how much we appreciate Navy showing up. Now, I know what they're going to say. Well, the record shows that, okay. All right, we're talking the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Modern football. So, So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the uniforms. We're going to show that. Hopefully, we probably won't be able to play some of the sound. We don't want to get claimed and copyright.
Be back in. I think I got thrown in YouTube jail for something.
It seemed like forever, man.
Dude, ruthless savages, man. Take all your privileges,
Yeah.
So
we'll broadcast as much as we can about that. We're going to try to have some guests again from the opposite side of the field, and it's going to be a blast. And that's coming up this week. So keep your eyes up for that and, help you get ready. And we'll also give our official prognostications on what we think the scores are going to be, and maybe we'll do something with that.
I've already given mine.
It's going to be a blast, and it's going to be fun to poke fun, and it's going to be fun to win again. This will be our fourth in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And you know 2 years ago it was the first Cav was showcased.
Yep.
I think the 25th was showcased, and then 82nd was showcased.
First Cav, 82nd was last year, I think.
And then SOF this year. So yeah, man, they're checking a lot of boxes for the OTR group. So we're gonna check it out, man. We're gonna check it out. Love it.
Never be a good one. And here's the thing: it's America's game, right?
Oh,
so at the end of the day, yes, are we about winners and losers? 100% we are. But at the end of the day, it's watching the two academy, go against each other, and just watch that rivalry. Because again, does it really matter who wins? I'll say it does, but at the end of the day, at the end of the day, hey man, it's the academy. So both are coming out on top, and I'm not one of these trophy guys. So don't even be thinking I'm talking that rubbish. They're savages. So,
Be on the lookout for that.
Yep.
Now there is some news. We had talked about this actually a couple weeks ago, and then the law's changing. And mm-hmm. actually, when we have our next Zoom call, let's touch that real quick. We have a Zoom call tomorrow. We had a giveaway. So thanks to everybody who participated in that. Mm-hmm. If you guys really missed out on that and you really want to get in on the call, it's going to be the 7th of December, which is this coming Tuesday. And go ahead and give us a DM and we'll see if we can't get you in there if you want to be part of that. Listen in. You don't have to say anything. You don't even have to turn your camera on. If you just want to listen and see what we got going on with the Patreon group, it's a lot of fun. I have a correction to make about the laws that were in some of the court stuff. I spoke to them incorrectly. Someone who I don't think it got across the way I wanted it to, but we're going to talk about some of that stuff. But one of the things was the CCW. Mm-hmm. The CCW in the state of Ohio, you can, just like many states, you can go to your local sheriff. You can apply for it. You have to go through a certain education piece, and then you have to have a background check. And then, of course, you pay the fee, the application fee. And then the county or the adjoining county in the state of Ohio where you live will give it to you. And that's pretty much it. The education piece is minimal. And there was a law that went to the House in the state of Ohio, and it passed convincingly. Let me go ahead and bring that up, buddy. But we wanted to talk about this because we had talked about the CCW laws and the carry and conceal weapon, and mm-hmm. we wanted to hammer a few things home on that. But the House Bill 227 in the state of Ohio passed with a 60-32 vote. Mm-hmm. So not much of a competition there, and it's heading to the Senate. What it's going to do is it's going to, and this is according to ABC 6, which I believe is up in Columbus. Mm-hmm. The bill would render the sheriff-issued concealed handgun licenses meaningless within the Ohio state lines and would allow any gun owner age 21 and older to carry concealed without any license, and also modify the law's definition to include any other deadly weapon besides a gun. So basically what that means is, Rick, you know, just like in most states, it's going to be optional whether or not you want to go through that process. It's going mm-hmm. to make it obsolete. You do not have to do it in order to carry a concealed firearm in the state of Ohio. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, if you're an individual who would be under disability, when I say disability, according to the law, you are not allowed to carry a gun. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, that would still apply.
Sure. And, you know, trust me, I'm all about it. Here's the biggest thing, if you want to say, with the constitutional carry that people need to understand. They have to understand what the laws are of that state.
Yeah.
So if you don't understand that,
It's their responsibility.
Right. It's their responsibility. And as long as typically most states, their attorney general has a page up there, gun laws kind of go over what warrants deadly force, you know, if you want to say do's and don'ts, where you can carry, where you can't. Because here's the thing, just because, you know, let's say Ohio, because North Carolina is not a constitutional carry. We've got to, you know, apply for. But even if you got constitutional carry, don't think that rules don't apply. So for example, sure. I would probably still say that law enforcement facilities, courthouses, stuff like that, you know, whatever the normal state laws are exempt, don't think you're going to roll in there with your blaster. We got constitutional carry.
Right.
There's still state laws there. So that's the biggest thing, is just ensuring that if you are in one of those states, you understand. And then, oh, by the way, you know, here's a pro and con, right? Until we go all 50 states, which will never happen, but we'll just say the predominant, until we go to some type of constitutional carry across the board, here's the pro. You know, as you're traveling state to state, you can, you know, carry concealed. Okay, I'm not worried about necessarily reciprocity because that state's giving whatever. But here's the thing. Right. I think there's some con potentially as well, because at least if I get pulled over in a state and I'm carrying concealed, and I know it's got reciprocity with the state of North Carolina, I've got some type of documentation that says
Good point.
I'm a concealed carry holder, right? So until we're standard across the board, you know, it's a pro to look at, hey, I've got at least this documentation. I can show, you know, I'm clearly talking to the officer prior to him, you know, if I get pulled over doing all my stuff, but I've got something that says, at least in the state of North Carolina, it's warned me that I can carry concealed. Right. That's really my only food for thought. But again, I'd say probably we're looking at, you know, until we get constitutional carry across, probably 37 states, because California will never do it. Massachusetts will never do it. I'm not worried about Nevada, but like New York, New Jersey, you know, Massachusetts, California, you know, those are kind of the big, you know, big ones there where I could see could potentially be a drama. But
yeah,
other than that, you know, yeah, not going there, do anything anyway. But the point being, probably Illinois and Chicago got some dramas they'll probably never do as well. But it's good states are starting to go that way. However, yeah, since we're talking state laws and injects, I'm going to do a slight inject. State of North Carolina. So we just put and passed the North Carolina legislation that the pistol purchase permit, you know, was going to be absolved. Here's the thing. I did not know. I'd been here since 88. Shame on me for not knowing my own state gun laws. I figured it was just a scam for the state to get an easy $5 out of people every time they went to go purchase a permit. Here's the thing. Unbeknownst to me, it actually went back to old Jim Crow laws. So it's funny this day and age, we've got so much racial divide going on, and we've got an old set of Jim Crow laws that the North Carolina, basically the North Carolina, losing my train of thought here, legislation opts to, you know, change the law and goes, yep, we're going to revoke that. Here's the thing. Our governor, who's a Democrat, what's he do? He vetoes it. I'm like, dude, you know, it is old Jim Crow law, and you can't pull your head out of the dirt and sit there and go, doesn't need to be there. Nope. Vetoes it, you know, all because it's, oh, it'll keep the state safer. Really? How do you figure? So to me, that was just one of those that I'm like, how does this guy, number one, how did he get reelected? I have no idea. Number two, you know, we talk about a country where we've got dramas, and, you know, I would say who's ever running against, that would be my thing to him, go, hey man, we got a governor that still supports Jim Crow. Say what you want. Trust me, you don't need to go to the state, you know, or to the sheriff, to sit there and go, I need a permit for a pistol. Because, oh, by the way, it gets void. If you're a concealed carry holder in the state, all you got to do is just show your concealed carry permit and you don't even need it. But shocking there. So I just hope whoever's opting to run, if you're listening here in the state of North Carolina, if you're looking to run against old Coop, I'd throw that right out there, man. So just Rick's opinion.
No, you bring up a good point with, you know, if you're going to be traveling and you don't know what the laws are in that other state, that's bad on you. And another good point was, if you do have a concealed carry license in the state of Ohio, I don't know why you wouldn't renew it for that specific reason of traveling across state lines. Mm-hmm. And one other point, too, that I get a ton of questions are, is the, if you don't have one right now, that carrying it in a motor vehicle can be tricky in the state of Ohio. Even if you have a concealed carry, but you don't have it concealed on your person, even those type of situations can be tricky. So, you know, again, hey, we're for this. We're also for training. And I know it takes away the requirement for training. And, you know, we implore you, seek out some training. Especially if there's a untrained individual that, you know, express interest in carrying, and now that they looks like in very near future are going to be able to do that, encourage them to get training. You know, it doesn't have to be with us, can be with anybody. Get vet your instructor, but get some training. It's terribly important. There is nothing more important than that. And we wouldn't let our kids go in a car without having some training and practice. You know, let's keep that going and make sure you give some good advice about that. But yeah, carrying in a motor vehicle is very tricky, and you don't want to get pinched.
No, I was just going to say, you bring up a great point of, you know, even if they go to constitutional carry, you know, you're going to sit there and get your permit renewed. I would as well, right? Just for the pure fact of now for my pistol purchasing, if you want to say abilities, they won't be infringed. Where now I've got to sit there, run down the sheriff, go get, you know, a pistol purchase permit. You know, so I would probably keep it as well, just for all the things we've mentioned above. So, you know, good point on that one.
Yeah. And the reason why we started talking about this is we have been following the Ohio law. And we were curious about it. To be honest, I was kind of curious how it was going to impact me and Kelly Defense, to be honest with you, because you and I have done several classes in the state of Ohio. That was the real interest outside of the obvious, hey, you know, people be able to carry. But another story popped up, a terrible story, and we hate to see it up in Michigan this past week. Mm-hmm. Terrible, terrible. Now, something very curious came out of that. I don't know. We're not going to say the names of the individuals who were arrested in connection with all this. I just don't know enough facts about it, but I do know too many people were injured and killed. It just should have never happened, and I'm sorry it did. But the parents of the individual and the individual are all in custody now. And I hope this isn't it's odd what they were charged with. It looks like they were charged with some kind of a manslaughter, according to CNN. And like I said, I don't know all the facts. Again, I'm going to reserve all kinds of judgment on this. Looks like they got a $500,000 bond each, and they were charged in connection with that shooting, the parents. Now, I don't know how that came about. I watched some of the arraignment, and when they read off the charges to the judge, the Oxford High School shooting suspect's parents, I don't know what their involvement is, if any, but I do know that they were charged with involuntary manslaughter on the homicides.
So at least for the state of North Carolina, we've got the Stores to Protect Minors Act. So every time you purchase a firearm, you've got to sign this that basically says, hey, I'm not going to let my firearm fall into the hands of a minor. It's my duty to store it properly, all that stuff. This case up in Michigan, you know, it's a slippery slope, right? Are they grasping at straws trying to say the parents were responsible because that individual got the parents' gun? Like, I don't know the whole, where this firearm come from, right?
Yeah.
But I would have to make the assumption, we all know what happens when you make assumptions, but it was the parents' gun, because why else would you bring the parents up on charges?
Yeah.
Here's my problem I have with that, because now we start getting a very slippery slope, and you potentially can set a precedence, because let's think about it. Again, we're not going to the individual and looking at that individual and going, hey, you're responsible for your actions. So in essence, could we not, let's just turn the tape, right? This thing goes, let's just say hypothetically, the parents are found guilty. Okay, well, there's a precedent set that they weren't even there. So could I not sit there and go after Chevrolet because a Chevrolet vehicle killed one of my loved ones or maimed them or did whatever? Could I not go after, you know, the alcohol industry because I can prove that so-and-so was drinking whatever substance at the bar, got into the vehicle and then crashed into somebody? And, you know, where do we draw the line? And that's my concern, is once again, it seems like responsibility is being shifted. Hey, you had this individual that did the act. Yep. Okay, fine. Now, if Michigan has laws in the books as far as, you know, an adult securing their firearm and the parents violated it, 100%, I'm all about that. That is not the issue. What I don't know, kind of proof, why are they bringing these parents up on manslaughter charges when they weren't even present? To the best of my knowledge, didn't know about the act, what was going on. Are you doing it because this individual grabbed their tool, their firearm, whatever you want to call it, and committed this crime?
I don't know. I don't know enough to comment directly on that. I do feel that there are cases where blame can be spread around. I'll give you a perfect example. The first thing that comes to my mind is Sometimes bartenders can be held somewhat responsible for over-serving someone who then, you know, gets in a car and driving drunk. Providing, you know, alcohol to a kid who gets in a car and drives drunk. I see kind of where they're going. I don't know all the facts on what that is. I do know that there's some communications that were captured between the parents and the murderer. Let's call him what it is.
Sure.
Yeah, like you said, it seems like an odd charge, and I don't know all the charges. This is kind of new to us. This is only a couple days into it, and
we really don't feel
like we have enough, you know, information to talk.
Nor has really a whole bunch been put out. It's just like, all right, they've been brought upon charges. Well, for what reason? But I think that at the end of the day, I think here's the thing, right? And this is just my concern for my fellow Americans out there, is just being abreast, because if this thing goes, if it goes to court, it winds up the parents, you know, are found guilty or whatever. And let's just take, they knew nothing about, had anything to do. Are we trying to blame someone else for somebody else's actions, if that makes sense? So we're not looking at the individual to go, hey, you're responsible for your actions, because that to me is where the danger comes in and we start blame shifting. Dude, I can blame shift everything to everybody but me all day long if I wanted to, but that's it. But we're starting to do that. Well, it wasn't me. It was, you know, the liquor, or it wasn't me. It was the car. It wasn't me. The gun went, the gun's the classic one. Well, the gun just went off.
Yeah.
No, guns just don't go off. You know, I remember somebody years ago, they had, I think it was like a live YouTube or something going with a loaded firearm just sitting there. And I think the caption read, "We'll wait and see."
Yeah.
You know, so that's where, you know, I say we've got to be very careful and just hope that a precedent isn't set where we start blaming something other than the individual for their actions. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. They're definitely spreading some of the blame out to these guys now. It's not a good look. I mean, I don't know why the parents would hightail it and run. I don't know. Like I said, we'll definitely revisit this, but it's a terrible case. And, you know, I don't know, this family doesn't seem to be, someone you want to model yourself after, but I just don't know enough to really, to say a ton on it, but
no. And I just think the key part that we wanted to hit on was just be aware that once again, we're not playing the blame game. That's my biggest concern.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, we cover that on our CCW classes that we've done. One of the biggest things is to make sure that your firearms do not get in the hands of anyone untrained. Mm-hmm. That in itself, we're basically talking about young people or people who've never been around guns, kids, but there's another part to that. Make sure they don't get their hands on something that they don't need to have their hands on, you know?
Sure.
But it all comes down to training and security, and it's a horrible situation. And I don't think I'm going to feel sorry for some folks on this. I think I'm going to be blaming a lot of people myself. I don't know.
We'll wait and see, brother.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, all those folks out there in that high school, Oxford High School, I feel for them. And there's a couple heroes, real heroes that,
And that's the part, you know, that's the part that kills me with all these incidents, right? So we've got individuals that step up to the plate, that do amazing acts to basically stop these savages, this violence, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
You know, amazing acts that are done. And it always goes to whoever the criminal suspect, savage, whatever word you want to use, I don't care, to what they did or their name. It's like, no way, dude. Don't say their names first and foremost, you know, that'd be, you know, my thing. But second would be, hey man, who was that kid that stopped him? You know, why aren't we talking about that? Why aren't we talking about, you know, what was he doing? You know, how did he end up doing all that? But we don't, I could be wrong.
They have a little bit. And then at one of the sporting events this weekend, they actually showcased the families, and hats off to them. All right, buddy. So, yeah, man, we got a couple of great episodes coming up. I know you got some Warhog Words of Wisdoms coming up. We got some Vantage Point, but we got the big Army-Navy game coming up.
Dude, that's huge, man.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't wait for that. That's going to be a big show. Oh, before we switch off to our friends and sign off, talk about what you got going on this coming up weekend. Is there any spots available for that, or is it all booked up?
I think there was like one or two slots available. I think it may be booked. I am not sure. So long story short, I'm down in Miami. Might as well just call it Homestead because that's where we're at, Homestead Training Center, for the Tier 1 Miami event. Basically a two-day event, you know, six-plus instructors coming in, round-robin type deal. So I got guys for about 3 hours. We're going to get some quick marksmanship in there, and then she's going to be shooting under physical dress. So classic Warhog tactical stuff, you know, Kelly defense that we do. Our friends at Brute Force will provide the pain, if you want to say.
Yeah.
don't forget, if you want to get some of your own pain, you can go to Brute Force and use code OTR2021. Save you a boatload of cash, as Mark likes to say. You know, same thing, you know, we'll be, you know, shooting t-shirts. So trying to jam just a quick down and dirty block of instruction to these guys. So yeah, it's going to be good. You know, Two Lamb's going to be down there as well.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Raul Martinez. He'll be there. You know, so it'll be, it's a pretty good, Christian Gall's down there with TTOG. So it's a pretty good layout. Who's all going to be down there and stuff. So,
yeah.
So it should be a good weekend down there. I'm basically out there, out on the range all day Saturday, literally 9 hours. Just running that same little block kind of back to back to back. But it's all good, you know. So, yeah, it's kind of what we got going on. I do not know because I've got, like I said, I've got nothing to do with registration, any of that stuff. I just show up, set the range up, and let's do some training. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be great. I'm sure there's going to be an opportunity for you to do some vlogging. We got a vlog in the works. It's already out to the Patreon guys.
Yeah.
So if you know, if you want to support the show and you want to get content like the vlogs that Rick and I do and that we do at the events, go to patreon.com/ontherangepodcast. Early access to all of our content, and the vlogs are a big part of that. And I'm sure Rick will be able to get some footage from the Tier 1 event down in Miami. And we already got one on the books, and it's going to be coming out soon as well.
Oh, dude, in two-parter, it's going to be epic. We'll try to grab some stuff down there. It's just, here's the thing. When it's the two of us, it makes things easier, right? But, when you're out there trying to run a class, it's just, it's brutal. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. So we'll try to get some piecemeal together, get you something. Maybe we'll set the GoPro up and chat as I drive down or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. And also the one thing is go to, if you want to support the show, share at the very minimum, share these videos and audios and also go to the Patreon page. And at the very least, go to warhog.com and kellydefense.com. It's a one-stop shop for all of our content, all of our training and all of our swag. It's just one-stop shop for us, and go check it out. But buddy.
The other big thing is just, you know, whatever platform you're listening on, man, hit that, you know, subscribe button, you know, leave us a rating review, because that's the things that's going to break through this algorithm. We live your age, right? And unfortunately, you know, they're going to push out content that either has comments, has likes, has subscriptions, has downloads, all that stuff. So if you like what you're hearing, pass the word to your friends and family and boom, help us accelerate this thing.
Yeah, buddy. All right, man. Another one in the books. The next one we got up will be a good special. So you're going to have to tune in for that. Keep listening. We got a Warhog Words Wisdom coming up this week, as well as a Vantage Point. So keep your eyes and ears out. Share these videos. All right, buddy. Appreciate it, Rick.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, pal. Take care, guys.
All right. We'll see you.